Okay, KFIZ News Time is 9:10, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock here on a Monday. It's July 19th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning here on KFIZ. Pleased to be joined by Cheryl Moore joining us here this morning. She is CEO, president of Higher Level Camps, also involved with the Salvation Army here in Fond du Lac, and going to talk about the upcoming Scramble for the Homeless golf outing back here for 2021. But I joked, and I spoke the truth when I said it. We had royalty on our Fond du Lac County Fair broadcast with the fairest of the fairs in, and now we're joined by a Hall of Famer, Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association Hall of Famer. Cheryl is going to be inducted this year, correct?
Yes. Thank you for having me, Spencer. So yes, September 25th, I was nominated to go in, and just quite an honor to be part of that class, along with Travis Diener.
Yeah.
Devin Harris from Wisconsin, and some coaches. Terry Mitchell from Marquette's going in as a coach.
Nice.
Well,
congratulations to you on that. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. You mentioned Travis Diener being part of that class too. So we've got two Fond du Lac ties to the WBCA Hall of Fame here in 2021. But thanks so much for coming in to take some time. We'll start with hoops because it's the hot topic here in Wisconsin, especially with the Bucks playing for an NBA championship tomorrow. You, of course, were a great player in your high school days at Milwaukee Hamilton and Arkansas, and now you're going to the Hall of Fame. Kind of take us through your career. Tell us, when did basketball become kind of that go-to for you? Was that from a young age, or did you pick it up at a certain point in your life and said, boy, this is fun, I want to do this?
No, you know, actually, I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and three TV stations, no social media, no cell phones, you know, no cable, no games that you could play on TV, you know, all the Xboxes and that. And what did we do? We went outside and played, and I grew up in a neighborhood of boys. And I have a younger brother and older brother, year and a half older, year and a half younger, and we were outside morning, noon, and night, and we played football, basketball, and baseball all the time. And I grew up in Milwaukee, and it was different back then. What they did was they would have coaches on the playgrounds during the summer months, and we would go there and participate in activities all day long. And it was just an awesome experience with those memories. And around the corner, grew up with the Morello boys, who went on to Thomas More. Brian Morello went on to play at TCU for a year, came back and played at Beloit College, and a lot of guys from Pius High School that I went to Milwaukee Hamilton, but there was just a core group of guys that I hung with for years. And we played basketball all the time. And I don't know if it was a love of mine, but it's just something that you did. And then as I went through middle school, got better, and I was actually the first freshman to make the varsity basketball team at Milwaukee Hamilton High School, but it was the first year they passed that guideline, that rule, where they allowed freshmen to play high school basketball at the varsity level. And so you just kind of caught on to it and just had phenomenal experiences. Went to the Milwaukee Bucks basketball camps and coached there. You know, so just many, many experiences and memories growing up in Milwaukee.
At a time when women really didn't get a ton of opportunities to have their own game, you mentioned playing with the boys and stuff like that. You know, making a career for yourself, just looking over some of your career accomplishments, both Hamilton and at Arkansas too. I know you were there in the 1980s. I mean, just some incredible accomplishments. I don't know how much you want to toot your own horn, but talk about kind of what helped you get to where you were to have such a successful career.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, it goes back to work ethic, I believe. And it doesn't really matter what you want to do. We teach our youth. You know, we run higher level camps, and if they want to play basketball with us, great, but whatever you do, be passionate about it and work hard. And it was just working on the driveway drills, continuing to develop your skills, playing with the guys on the playgrounds. We didn't have AAU back then. You know, that's a huge organization now that Higher Level Camps falls under. And we would just go to the playgrounds and play basketball and develop our skills, and I would work out in the driveway on my own and develop my skills that way. And back then, there was a women's professional league, but I looked up to Chris Everett Lloyd, who was a tennis player, and Nadia Comaneci, who was the first ever gymnast to score a perfect 10 in Olympic history. And to this day still, no one's ever done it. And what I noticed about them was just their work ethic and the time that they put in to develop their sport.
When did Division I basketball become a reality for you? Obviously, Arkansas, a high level program playing, I think it was the Southwest Conference at that time. But
yes, that's good.
Now in the SEC, of course, we know the SEC for its football. But when did D1 become a reality for you? Did you have a lot of schools interested in you? Or
when I was probably in sixth, seventh grade, eighth grade, I set goals of wanting to play varsity basketball. Okay, mm-hmm. as a freshman, not knowing that was even an option, wanting to play college basketball and wanting to try out for the Olympics. Who knows why? Those were my goals. Mm-hmm. And then after my freshman year, I didn't start, was first off the bench, sophomore year, and I started sophomore, junior, and senior year. And it was after my freshman year, sophomore year, I started thinking there's opportunities here to go on to play college basketball. And back then, you know, there was no social media. There wasn't where you could put your profiles online.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
you didn't tweet at coaches.
No, we didn't tweet or text coaches. Yeah, thank you very much. Everything. And so the coaches at the high school I went to, Sally Miller, wrote a letter for me. And then the athletic director gave me a manual with all the colleges listed across the country. So I picked out 100 of those colleges, and one of them was Arkansas. And we put a packet together and did that mailing, and Arkansas was in that arena, and they contacted me, and our coach sent film to them, obviously not digital, mm-hmm. you know. It was, what do you call them, the wheels that they had?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And film strip kind
yeah,
of thing,
the
right?
film strip, yeah. And yeah, and so they sent film of me, and Coach Hann at the time, who was the coach there, called up and offered me a scholarship over the phone.
Wow.
And I didn't even go down to visit.
Really?
I signed, committed, and went down in June for orientation, and then mm-hmm. went down there in August of the fall of 1980.
Obviously, it worked out for you. You spent 4 years at Arkansas.
Yes.
Pretty nice place.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it's interesting because the summer before I went, a couple summers before I went to play college basketball, I worked the Milwaukee Bucks basketball camps. Mm-hmm. Terry Porter played at UW-Stevens
yep.
Point.
Yes.
I coached him at camp.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, small world, isn't it? But Sidney Moncrief, Junior Bridgman, Quinn yeah. Buckner, all those guys, you know, worked these camps and had a great opportunity to talk to Sidney Moncrief, because his first year with the Milwaukee Bucks was my senior year in high school. Mm-hmm. And then he found out I was going to Arkansas, and it was great just to connect with him about yeah. Arkansas and what it was like down there.
Yeah.
And still in touch with friends to this day in Arkansas.
Very cool. And just looking at your career, I mean, you were drafted by the Columbus Minx in the
yes.
Women's Basketball Association. I mean, obviously, you know, that at that time, women's basketball, professional women's basketball, it's not the WNBA you see on your TV these days. It was kind of under the radar, behind the NBA, behind, you know, what the men had for opportunities.
Yes,
right?
and you know, and I think a lot of that just has to do with social media. And I mean, the world's just a much smaller place now because of what we can do with social media, Facebook, Twitter,
yeah.
you know, everything, emails, texting. And yeah, it was called the WABA at the time, and it lasted a year, and it folded, and it came back to funding. And then 12 years later, the WNBA started, and I believe it was in 1996, and they've been going strong ever since. With the support of the NBA. And it's,
right.
yeah, it's been great to see watching these women excel and play at such a high level through the years.
There's so much, you know, there are those, there's always been kind of those big stars, but you get so many of the younger stars now in the WNBA and even some fan favorites, you know, seeing players like a Megan Gustafson from Wisconsin here, who had a great career at Iowa. She's had some WNBA success, but even the younger stars that are in the WNBA now, there's a growing popularity for it, isn't it?
Yes, and you know, they're not women, they're athletes that can play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
can flat out play,
yeah.
and they have the skill set to do it. So it's awesome to watch, and it's fun to watch. And I enjoy just sitting back watching games, and you know, have loved watching the Milwaukee Bucks in their run. And
yeah.
I'm a big Brewer fan and a Packer fan, and I grew up watching them all.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about the Bucks here in just a second. I don't want to spend too much time on basketball because we're here to talk about the Scramble for the Homeless golf outing. And this is coming up here in August, so folks encouraged to sign up if they want to take part. There's a number of different ways they can participate in this, whether you want to golf or give back in a different way. Tell us kind of the background behind this golf outing. It didn't happen last year, obviously, because of COVID, but now it's back here in 2021.
Yeah, we started it in 2019, and we started it because there's a book that was released on higher-level camps called Inner Rhythm. And so I've always had a passion for the Salvation Army and the homeless. And just being here, I've been in Fond du Lac since 1987. And, I mean, you drive around town, you see stuff. And there are homeless people, and it's a reality. And when Carla Jensen, originally from Beaver Dam, approached us about doing a book on our program, and I said, well, we should tie it into something, you know, to give back to some type of organization. And the Salvation Army was the first thought that came to my mind. So we contacted Connie 3 years ago and said, you know, there's a book coming out about higher level camps. We would like to do a golf outing and support the homeless shelter. And so we partnered with them. And it's really to, you know, I heard this saying years ago, you feed a man a fish, you feed him for a day, you teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to get rid of homelessness in Fond du Lac. And how do we do that? Well, we go straight to the source. They have a warming shelter, and we're raising funds to help them. But then we want to take it to the next level to help this homeless people get back into society and bridge that gap to help them work and find a job and find an apartment and do all that stuff. And, I mean, it's a long haul. It's a big undertaking. But, you know, we started in 2019. We raised $4,500 for them, and we want to do this for many, many years to come.
So this is coming up in August, August 15th. Saturday at looks like Rolling Meadows. There are a number of different ways people can get involved this year. How can they help out if they want to?
Well, what they can do, number one, they can golf. Mm-hmm. Come be part of the golf outing. They can come individually or bring a team, a four. Okay. Number two, if you own a business or if you just want to sponsor a hole, you can do that. Okay. And then number three, if you're not interested in golfing or sponsoring a hole, you can buy a lunch ticket, come eat with us, and then bid on the silent auction. And we have about 18 items. They did a phenomenal job putting that together. The items that they have available, they have a 2020 signed Packers football, Milwaukee Admirals tickets, Citizens Watch donated by C.W. Smith Jewelers, lawn ornaments, and they just have a wide variety of products that are going to be, you know, for the silent auction. And auctionbyobrien.com, he's the gentleman from the Camelsport Eden area that's mm-hmm. doing this for us, which we really appreciate. So it's auctionbyobrien.com. And it looks like it's going to be online starting Monday, July 26th through Sunday, August 15th.
Okay.
And they can also come and bid, you know, at the auction itself, because we'll have the items there on August 15th.
Very cool. So a number of different ways people can get involved. And for sign up, obviously a little bit out yet, but you wanted folks to sign up by, what, August 1st? Is that fair to say?
That would be good, just to give us a deadline. Sure. And then if you decide you want to do it after that, just contact our office, or you can email us, and we'll let you know what's available.
And for sign up, they're contacting Higher Level Camps, correct?
They can go to higherlevelcamps.com. There's a registration form right on our homepage about the Salvation Army. They can email us at info@higherlevelcamps.com or Wadia@higherlevelcamps.com. That's W-A-D-E-A. She's our director of administration who handles all that. Mm-hmm. And they can also call our office at 920-929-9008.
Very good. So a great opportunity to help out the homeless here in Fond du Lac County. Again, it's coming up on the 15th. I think I said Saturday before. It's Sunday, August 15th. It's my mistake, but it's coming up in August. And if you want more information, you can check out those two locations with Higher Level Camps and the Salvation Army and the Scramble for the Homeless Golf Outing coming up in August. So, Cheryl, we appreciate your time. Before I let you go, Bucks, I mean, honestly, my dad was 11 when he won, or when they won their last NBA championship. Here I am, you know, in my 30s with the NBA championship. So quite the generational gap between that time for Bucks basketball,
yes,
and now. But what an incredible run this team has been on, and a chance to win it at home. Milwaukee's going to go crazy if they win this.
Well, you know, I saw stuff on social media, and I think what was really interesting, they had 18,000 fans at mm-hmm. their game, but they have like 25,000 at the Deer District.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just blue-collar hard work and, you know, Wisconsinites supporting their pro sports teams. And, you know, I really respect the Milwaukee Bucks because they just got hard-working guys that are gentlemen. They're not arrogant. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't hear anything about them getting in trouble. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And it's just awesome to see. They're great role models for our kids. And they're on a great run, and they're just playing basketball. And, you know, I've always said, you know, have 10 or less turnovers a game, make 40% of your shots and make 80% of your free throws, and you got a great opportunity to win. I call that a benchmark, you know.
Sure.
And they've done some, they've played phenomenal basketball on their defense. I mean, just clutch when they needed it.
Humble superstar in Giannis, Drew Holiday, great man, and I know he's helped out the community quite a bit in Milwaukee. He's only been here less than a year. And
just humble guys that just appreciate where they're at and appreciate the opportunities they're given to be professional athletes and giving back to the community.
Yeah, so cool to see. We'll see if they can get it done tomorrow night in Game 6. Cheryl, thank you so much. Congratulations again on your Hall of Fame induction.
Thanks for having me.
And folks want more information. One more time, if they want more information about the golf outing, where can they go for that?
They can call our office at 920-929-9008 or go to our website at higherlevelcamps.com or email us at info@higherlevelcamps.com or wadia@higherlevelcamps.com, WADEA.
Excellent. Cheryl, thanks. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Cheryl Moore joining us here on KFIZ. It's 925.
Today's business environment.